Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Let's have a seat. I don't even know where to start from. So when my father told me yesterday that I'll be taking the charge, I was just vibrating after he told me, like, why did he say that? He didn't tell me. But I pray, Mama, we got a lot of pencil. But God is good, actually. As we were worshiping, Lord began to speak to me about what he wants to talk to us about. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So first of all, appreciate my father, my spiritual father, Apostle Kunle Zakaria. Thank you so much, sir, for giving me this privilege to bring the word of God to the people of God. And I appreciate everyone here. I appreciate Pastor Laolu, Pastor Anu, and every minister of God in this place. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you honor and adoration. Thank you for this assembly. Thank you for bringing us together. Because when you bring us together like this, it's because you want to align our hearts. You want us to be conformed to your image. You want us to be conformed to the things you are doing. You want us to be in alignment. And Father, we are grateful. Be glorified, O God. Thank you for what you began to do yesterday. For what you are doing today. And for what you're going to do all through this conference. And because it's going to leave an indelible mark upon our hearts. We thank you, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name we've prayed.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I began to perceive in my heart yesterday that Lord will have me speak about briefly what I call the art posture for divine glory. Amen.
Amen.
The art posture for divine glory. And I'll be very quick this morning, so I might be doing a lot of compacted stuff. So just trust the Holy Spirit to help you unpack a lot of things. Amen. So let's begin from John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Glory to Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 14. I use KJV, please. Give me KJV. Thank you. John chapter 1, verse 14. So John began to speak about Jesus. Speak about his person, his personality. And one of the things John revealed to us about the person of Jesus is the life of his glory, the glorious life. So John speaking says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen.
And we beheld what? His glory. We saw his glory. His glory was evident. It was real. His life was a glorious life. Like, obviously glorious. He said, we saw it. It's not in the air. It's not in some third heavens. Like, we saw his glory, real. Praise Jesus. You see, it's so interesting because he said, the word was made flesh. So, the one in whom we saw the glory was not God. Are you getting? The one in whom we saw the glory was a human being, was flesh. But the glory we saw is like that of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. As of the glory of the only begotten of the Father. That means he shared the same glory with the Father. So the exact glory that the Father carries, the Son carried it right here as a human being. You see, so the first thing I want us to understand is that you are more than this. You are not just flesh. You are not just a human being. You are a vessel of his glory.
Hallelujah.
So we need to first appreciate the fact that we are more than flesh. We are more than what we have, what we see. We are more than what people perceive of us. We are even more than what we perceive of ourselves. It was the flesh that carried the glory. It was in the flesh that they saw the glory. So it means that in this my vessel, the glory of the Lord can be seen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. You see, you need to appreciate the fact that you are a treasure house of divine glory. Praise Jesus forevermore. Can you say, I am made for glory?
I am made for glory.
Can you say, I'm a vessel of his glory?
I'm a vessel of his glory.
You see, when we begin to understand these spiritual realities, it makes us powerful. And it makes us to be useful in the hand of God. Praise God forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we must appreciate the fact that we are made for glory. Praise Jesus forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to calm down. Praise Jesus forevermore. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Amen. Are we blessed already? Yes. Glory to Jesus. You see, when God is coming to us this way, it's because he wants to bring us into alignment. He wants to transform us. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. I've told you I'm giving you a zip file this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. It says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On your part is evil spoken of, but on your part is glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Now, he said, no, verse 14. Just verse 14. For the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. So it means there that the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, is the storehouse of glory. Because it says the Spirit of glory and of God. So it means that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we speak about the glory of God, we are talking about a person personified, who is actually the Spirit in whom the glory dwells. So all the treasure of God's glory dwell in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We're talking about what? The heart posture for divine glory. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So I only need us to appreciate from here that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of glory. Yes. Is the custodian of God's glory. Is the custodian of divine glory. So run again to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 34. John 3, verse 34. For whom God has sent. Now, John was speaking about Jesus here. For whom God has sent, speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Praise God forevermore. So John says about Jesus that God did not give the Spirit by what? By measure. That the Spirit of God that was at work in the life of Jesus, in the person of Jesus, was limitless. Was boundless. So it means to me that Jesus manifested in a limitless manner the glory of God. So that means Jesus was a carrier of divine glory without limit. Because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, was given unto him without measure. So there was no limit to which he could access or handle the glory of God. Like, he carried the glory of God in all its fullness. But you see, what I'm really interested in this morning, and what I feel the Lord is interested in, is for us to find out the heart posture to carry the glory. Praise God forevermore. So Jesus, don't forget, John said, we beheld his glory. Amen. So they had been observing him. They saw all what he was doing, the way he was living. And they knew that this has to be a life of glory. So Jesus had been watching them. He saw that they were interested in what they were seeing. Praise God. He saw that they liked what they were seeing. So he thought to himself, I'm going to show you the secrets to this life. Like, I'm going to show you. So he took them on a journey. Matthew chapter 15. Chapter 17, rather. Matthew chapter 17. He took them on a journey to reveal to them the secret of this kind of life. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into an high mountain apart, verse 2, again verse 5, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. Peace, hold on. So Jesus took them to see physically, amen, the glory that had been at work in him that made the outward life possible. Are we together? So, there's a glory at work in Jesus that made the outward life of glory possible. So, Jesus says, you're not just going to see my outward glorious life. I'm going to make you see the glory that is at work within you. You see it physically. And not only so, you are going to hear the secret of this glory. Praise God. So, in a physical manner, they saw his glory. So in John speaking in that place in John that we saw his glory, we beheld his glory. This is also a reference. In addition to the day-to-day life that they saw in him, he was also referring to this experience, because Peter also referred to it when we're on the mount with him. Praise God. So they saw physically the glory of Jesus. But that was not just the interest of Jesus. It was not even his interest at all, because they had been seeing the glory at work. Amen. It's now time for them to hear the secret of the glory. Verse 3. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Verse 4. Then answered Peter. So Jesus, the owner of the spiritual experience, okay, which they were privy to, they were privileged to see. So he was having a conversation with Elias and Moses. Then Peter interrupted. Praise God forevermore. Peter did what? He interrupted. He said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou will, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Amen. Praise God forevermore. So I want to show us two things from here. Actually, there are two aspects I would like to show us this morning, if time permits me. Amen. But let me quickly show us two things from verse 4. Because you see, if we make verse 4, just at verse 4, if we make this mistake, we will not be able to carry the glory of God. Amen. You see, so Jesus was having a real experience with the Lord. Amen. Peter interjected the conversation and he said, let us make here tabernacles. They were not even included in the tabernacles. The tabernacles they will make did not include their own. You see, a lot of us have become theorists. We parrot other people's experiences. Are you with me? You see, we must be careful not to build a tabernacle around other people's experiences with the Lord. Are we together? We must do what? Yeah. We must be careful not to build what? A tabernacle around other people's experiences with the Lord. Whilst we must not be theorists. Don't be a theorist. Praise God. Don't be what? Don't be a theorist. Whilst we must appreciate other people's experiences with the Lord, we must never become theorists. Praise God. You see, you can become a theorist, you're able to analyze other people's experiences, and yet you are very far from the very glory of God. Praise God. You see, some of us have even become theorists to the point that even the owners of the experience who are in heaven are shocked. They are shocked at the way you theorize. Like God is shocked. And so something like, oh, when Ketri Kuma was here, that woman carried God's glory. She used to walk in the air. She never walked the land. You need to pray to God to be like her. She used to walk in the air. She didn't use any means of transportation. In fact, she couldn't even walk on water. Her face was always shiny. The angels would say, ah. God would call Catherine. Say, Catherine. Wah, 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 wah. Bogbon, call people with a push. Catherine say, oh, no, oh, paro, mommy, no. Oh, paro, me, oh, she, in fact. Hey, your commotion, but yeah, about major, I've been met at the emotion. We have become theorists that the owners of the experience are even shocked. You see, and when you have enough time to be a theorist, you will not have time to carry God's glory. Are we together? A lot of us have too much time theorizing spiritual realities instead of being in an actual pursuit of these things. Praise God forevermore. You see, we can't spend our lives terrorizing. It's that we beheld, we saw it. It's not theory. Glory to Jesus. The reason why we have these examples of people who had walked with the Lord so that we can also walk with the Lord. Glory to God forevermore. Shout hallelujah. So the first lesson here is don't be a theorist, right? Can I say someone, don't be a theorist? Again, another lesson from here is that Peter was privy to the experience, right? So I could take it again as Peter also having an experience. Okay? So Peter was having an experience, right? So the Lord Jesus was giving Peter a divine experience. But Peter was lost in that experience that he did not learn. He did not see that the Lord wants him to learn a secret. The heart of Jesus was not to show them this, was not to display. The heart of Jesus was to show them the secret of the life they have been seeing. Okay? So he gave him this experience so as to reveal a secret. Praise God forevermore. But Peter became lost in the experience. Praise God forevermore. So don't be lost in a divine experience. Let your heart grasp the divine secrets that God wants to show you. Are we together? Yes. In other words, I lost in divine experience. Oh, I was with the Lord yesterday. I spent 32 hours in prayer. The angels began to come. The room began. What was the Lord trying to show you? There's a secret he was trying to show you. You see, every time the Lord comes to us, there's a key he wants to show us. There's a secret because it is secrets that makes the kingdom work. Are we together? The kingdom of God is built on principles. You see, and unless the Lord shows us these principles, we can never find them. Are we together? Unless what? Unless the Lord shows us these principles, we can never find them. So, how does the Lord show us these principles? Through experiences. When I mean experience, I'm not necessarily talking of something mystical. I'm not talking about a one-on-one with the Lord. When the Lord himself comes to you. It could be through a thought. It could be through a vision. It could be through your Bible study. But you know those moments, you know that Lord has come to you. Some of us only get lost. It becomes an event. You see, I pray that the Lord will not experience you and just becomes part of your event in life. Every experience with the Lord is meant to release us into a secret of divine life. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read. So I want to talk about two heart postures this morning. The heart that treasures divine will. That's the first one I want to talk about. Go to verse 5. You see, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The heart that what? Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, in particular, there are two heart postures that allows a man to be a carrier of divine glory. The first one is the heart that treasures divine will. Praise Jesus forevermore. You see, if you are going to be a carrier of divine glory, you must be a doer of divine will. Are we together? I said what? If you are going to be a carrier of divine glory, you must be a doer of divine will. You must be a man who gives God pleasure. You see, some of us believers have no plans to do the will of God. But we have the desire to carry his glory. Amen.
Amen.
We have the desire to carry his glory to shift the nations. But we have no plans to do his will. It's impossible. We can't even spend hours praying, Lord, the nations, blah, 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 glory, glory, glory. And you are not doing the will. You are not a doer of the will. You see, if we understand the life of the kingdom life. If you understand that it is governed by principles, amen. A lot of our prayers will be geared towards aligning ourselves with those principles. Okay? Because when we align ourselves with the principles of the kingdom, the life of the kingdom will be made manifest in us. Glory to Jesus. When what? When we align ourselves with the principles of the kingdom, the life of the kingdom will be made manifest in us. So, our heart desire in prayer should be geared towards what? Alignment. Towards synchronization. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, because don't forget that John had revealed that God gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. Right? So, that it means that it was God that gave Jesus the glory. In fact, in John, he was praying, 17. Now bring me back into the glory. Don't go there, please. Just stay here. Amen. Go back to verse 5. Praise God forevermore.
Yeah.
Verse 5. While he yet spake, he was still terrorizing. He was just talking. Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, you see, Jesus did not by himself tell them the secrets to the life they were seeing in him. He didn't tell them the secret of the glory they were seeing because he did not give himself the glory. He was not the manufacturer of the glory. So he wanted them to hear the secret from the mouth of the manufacturer. So he brought them to the mountain of God. So God spoke, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." So while Peter was saying what he was saying, while he was excited, God said, "Keep quiet. I'm here to show you a secret. All of this glorious life you are looking at, I didn't come here to make you excited.
Wow.
You've seen him walk on water. You've seen him do a lot of miracles. So this is not a big deal that I want to show you. I want to show you the secret of the life. Peter, keep quiet. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. That is the secret. He pleasures my heart. That the reason why you see the life you see in him, the reason for the glory, the reason for that kind of life that which you are now seeing physically is because this guy pleasures me. He's a doer of my will. Praise God forevermore. Is a what? Is a doer of my will. Praise Jesus. So if we are going to be carriers of the glory of God, we must have a heart that treasures divine will. Glory to God forevermore. You must understand that your existence is for the execution of divine will. Praise God forevermore. You know what? Your existence is what? Is for the execution of divine will. To use your existence for anything other than the execution of divine will is to be grossly misaligned. Are we together? You see, if you are using your existence to pursue any other thing than the execution of divine will, you are misaligned. You are not in sync. You are out of sync. So it must be clear to you that you are here to do the will of God. And that is the kind of heart that can carry divine glory. Friends, it's now time that it has to dawn on us that I'm here for his will. I'm made for his will. Can you say, I'm here for his will? I'm made for his will. Guys, we must be executors of divine will. That is how we will be able to accurately carry the glory of God. And that's how we're going to take the nations. Because you see, taking the nations is not just about working some miracles. It's about bringing the transforming power and life of God to the people. And that only happens through the operation of glory. Because it says, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth. It's not like it's going to fall from heaven, no. That is going to cover the earth through us. Like as I manifest the glory, you manifest, all of us manifest, then it spreads across the face of the earth. So as we are rightly aligned to carry his glory, there's a spread of that glory upon the face of the earth. We're able to take the nations. Because our mandate, are we together? Not just the mandate from scriptures, the mandate of this house is to take the nations. And we are not all friends, are we together? We are not taking the nations with empty vessels. We are taking the nations as vessels of his glory. Because you see, oh my friends, are we together? What God seeks, are you following me?
Yes.
Is a people whose heart is aligned with him.
Yes.
And it is the glory that brings the alignment. So we are sent to bring his glory to the people all over the face of the earth.
Hallelujah.
So that is why he's training us on how to be rightly aligned so that we can carry his glory. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 4. Hebrews 10 verse 4. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hebrews 10 verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. A what? Who prepared it? God. For who? Jesus. A body has thou prepared me. So I'll summarize this as you have given me an existence. So Jesus identified that he has an existence from God. That he exists from God and he has an existence from God. And he properly defined that existence. Are we together? He said to himself that this existence is not to enjoy myself. This existence is not to pursue some achievements This existence is to execute his will. Let's read verse 6 and 7. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins, thou hast had no pleasure. Verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come. Can you say I come? Now, when he's coming, what is he coming with? The prepared body. Lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to what? To do thy will, O God. Are we together? So Jesus understood that the reason for his body is to do divine will. The reason for the resources in his hands is to do divine will. The reason for the privileged positions he has is to do divine will. The reason for the access he has to different places is to do divine will. The reason why he is where he is to what? Is to do divine will. Friends, you must understand the fact that all your existence is for the execution of divine will. Praise God. Thou hast given me a body. A body has thou given me. Guys, you have nothing that the Lord has not given you. Are we together? Your body, I'm not even talking of just your physical body. All your existence put together, everything that defines your existence is given by the Lord. And it is for no other purpose, but for what? The execution of divine will. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus forevermore. Hallelujah. It's for the what? Execution of divine will. Then said, you see, after he found out, you must first realize, you have to settle it, that I'm here to do the will of God. You have to first settle it like that. You have to accept it like that. You see, it might be tough to walk in the experience, but first accept it. You see, if you don't accept it first, you can never walk in the experience. You have to first, you might still be struggling living for yourself. Do you understand? It's okay. We are going to walk out of the struggle if you can receive the Lord's dealings. You see, it's okay to struggle with his will. Jesus struggled. You see, I don't know how some of you love to read that place in Matthew chapter 26. He said, if this cup could pass over me, he was not speaking spirit. He said, me or shame more. Like he was tired. Me or shame more. But he remembered, I've said, he has given me a body to do your, let your will be done. Are we together? So you must first accept in your heart that you are here for his will. Praise God forevermore. You must do what? Accept in your heart that what? Then said I. You understand? After he had accepted, after he had found out, discovered that his existence is for the will of God, he now gave himself to the pursuit of that will. Amen. Then said I, lo, I come. So whenever you appear, you must be appearing, executing divine will. Are we together? I come like this. That's the reason why I'm here. So someone says, oh, congratulations, you just changed your job. You are now the MD and all of that. You say, I come to do his will. I'm not here because God wants to upgrade my life, my standard of living. I'm here because he wants to give me a bigger platform for the execution of divine will. Amen. You see, every upgrade that comes from the Lord is not to upgrade our status. It's to give us a bigger platform for the execution of his will. You see, can I talk to you? God has no interest in your life apart from his will. Are you following? You think you're that important? What attracts God to you? What makes him pour all his resources is his will. The people who we attract every resources are not the people who can pray most. They are the people whose hearts are aligned to his will. So you must never see an upgrade or a progress or whatever as an upgrade in your status. It is to expand your horizon to execute his will. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. I have to stop here. Hallelujah. I have to stop here. Can we pray that Father, texture my heart to carry your glory. Texture my heart, oh God, to carry your glory. Let us pray. Texture my heart to carry your glory. Texture my heart to carry your glory. Texture my heart to carry your glory, dear Lord. Oraka baba shaka toro brogodos.